Sounds like you got a plan.
Yeah, it'll be a plan.
All right.
We'll work it out when we get there.
Good luck, Brett. Thanks for your time. Good on you. Brett Kavanagh joining us with the latest on the Monstar. Leo Schlink is our last guest from Werribee, the home of the internationals. And Leo, as I say, good morning. I'm in Sydney at Canterbury, the home of US Navy flag, and we're hoping the track improves a little bit to see it run really well on Saturday. But there is every chance that this horse will come to Melbourne for the spring.
Well, that's great news and strengthens the hand again of a certain Irish trainer. Speaking of track conditions, Andrew, at Werribee this morning, just beautiful conditions. So it looks like a bit of a contrast between the two big cities this weekend.
Yeah, it's we've just got a bit of blue sky around. We've just got to hope it hangs around for a while just to get some drying. Mate, obviously we'll start building it up more next week. We'll get through the Everest weekend and the like, and we'll talk to you virtually every day that you're there starting next week. But what's the thoughts on so many of the international runners on Saturday?
Well, they're very upbeat. Just talking to TJ Comfort there from Aidan O'Brien, and the thinks that Yucatan is coming to light at the right time. He's going to the Herbert Power. The Clifford Muller goes to the Caulfield Stakes. And, of course, Aidan has got three horses heading to the Scalacci. Emmett McNamara, former champion Irish apprentice, will have his first ride in Australia. It's a bit of a discovery mission for those horses at the moment. They all went through the barriers this morning just to sharpen them up, as did the two other horses, the Clifford Muller and Yucatan. So it's been a busy morning, but in general, there's a lot of optimism about how they could go. And I think from the Godolphin side of things, Comacash might be the horse that has been kept under the radar a little bit. He goes to the Weekend Hustler. Again, worked very well this morning, and there is a degree of confidence about him on Saturday.
Okay, so that's Comacash in the Weekend Hustler. Just on this very strong Caulfield Stakes and My Cliffs of Moa, which it'll be called here, what are you hearing about this horse? Because he is expected to line up in the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, he's on what they call the JV program, the Johannes Vermeer program from 2017. And no doubt they'll be hoping he can run just as well as that horse. But he has been shaded, I think, a couple of times now in track work by Yucatan, and I'm not sure whether he is the most energetic track worker, a little bit like the Taj Mahal last year. They say the horse who switches on race day. Obviously, this is going to be a really big test for him going there, and if he runs well there, it's on to the Caulfield Cup and then hopefully to the Melbourne Cup, but they'll make that decision after Saturday.
Okay, it is a really strong addition of that Caulfield Stakes, isn't it?
It is. Just a class the whole way through that. And this is a real baptism of fire for the Cliffs of Moa. He's obviously showing top line form over in Europe. We haven't seen it for a while, but they're just hoping with this, TJ was saying, with the beautiful weather here, that they've had an extended summer up in Europe, that these horses have really thrived since they've come down. So I guess the proof will be in the pie on Saturday.
Yeah, and just finally, mate, what have you heard from the Sayed Bin Saror handlers with Ben Bantle in that race?
Very, very happy with him. He's a curiosity horse, Andrew, given his rating and where he sits in relation to Winx. And this race, Sayed's been clear saying that this is the preparation race for the Cox Plate. Obviously, they'd love to see him go there and run well. And the other thing I should point out is that just looking a little bit further down the line, the Geelong Cup, coming up, just looks like it's going to be one of the strongest additions ever when you talk about the Caulfield Stakes. Horses such as Withhold, Red Verdon and Soul Impact are all likely to probably have to go there if they want to run in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, they're too close now. They've got to run, haven't they?
They have to. And Withhold, he was really striking on the track this time last week, Andrew. He's gone ahead even further. And I think they didn't want to run him, but he's too far down the order in the Melbourne Cup. They have to run it too long. And based on how he looks on the track, he's going to be a huge chance there.
Yep, okay. All right, sounds like a very intriguing day with the 10 or 11 internationals that will run at Caulfield. Leo, we thank you for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Andrew.
Leo Schlink joining us there from Werribee. Completes our morning here at Canterbury. I do hope most sincerely that you've learned a bit more about US Navy flag. For their sake, let's hope the track does dry out a little bit heading towards Saturday. The track at the moment, a heavy eight at Randwick. We'll be at Randwick tomorrow. All the guests will be joining us to update our Friday regulars as well in Simon Dinopoulos, Brad Gray and Peter Ellis looking towards Saturday racing. After our news break, it'll be a preview for Wyong, and then after that, it's Chinwag time. It's back for another season with Sean, and this morning catching up with Sir Patrick Hogan.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. A man has died after going overboard on a ferry in Sydney Harbour. Ambulance crews were called to Manly after reports of a man in the water at around 7:45 this morning. A massive 6.4 magnitude earthquake has struck off the coast of Bali today. No tsunami warning has been issued yet, with authorities on high alert. And the Everest 12 slot holders have all reaffirmed their commitment for a fourth year, as Racing New South Wales remains committed to limiting the number of runners in the slots race. Total prize money for the Everest is set to increase next year to $14 million and $15 million in 2020. In sports news, retired Melbourne Storm rugby league great Billy Slater is joining the St Kilda AFL club to work in a leadership development role. The Storm fullback will link with the Saints from next season. Australia face a mammoth task to salvage a draw from the first test in Dubai after Pakistan tightened their grip over the visitors on the game's fourth day. Australia need another 326 runs for victory. And Sydney Kings coach Andrew Gaze is trying to find the right formula for success at the Harbour City Club. The Kings season opener against the 36ers on Saturday will mark the NBL debut of former NBA star Andrew Bogut. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, where we're counting down to Tab Everest Day on this Saturday at Randwick.
Every Sunday morning, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend speaks with the stars, just like Sydney Kings' Andrew Bogut.
We've got a lot of hype about us. We are kind of the marked men. We've got to make sure that every night, no matter who we're playing, we're going to come out and push. 8,500 people would be absolutely sensational and get it rocking and get a win for the fans.
Sunday morning, hear all the latest sports news, plus an extensive Everest wrap. The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, Sunday morning, 7 till 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Stratum Star, a dual Group 1 winner from coast to coast.
Stratum Star's hit the front, he's won it.
We've seen him in the yard, he's a beautiful horse, and he's tough, he's sound, he's got everything you want in a racehorse, so I'm sure he'll make a great stand.
But Stratum Star on the back up, he's too good.
He's just got the best attitude, he's really the perfect horse, really.
Stratum Star, by a Golden Slipper winner and champion sire of two-year-olds. Standing at tremendous value this season for $11,000, including GST. Visit Witten.com.
And they're off. It's 1,200 metre dash leading from fastest sprinters in the world, with spring's biggest event coming down the outside. Bilby Crown storms to the lead, quickly taken by Liam Payne, live after the last. And the last dash on the peak of Everest. And it's Everest racing home for Australia's richest race.
Australia's richest race with $30 million in prize money. 12 of the world's fastest horses, one race. Escape to the Tab Everest Saturday, October 13 at Royal Randwick. It's your last chance. Book the Tab Everest today at theraces.com.au.
Join us in Perth this November for world-class racing at Ascot like never before. The Tab Touch Masters. With $1 million Group 1 race on three consecutive Saturdays, starting with the Kieran Railway Stakes.
Great shot, Black Harbour.
By the Crown Perth Winterbottom Stakes.
And the Winterbottom's all over. Fedora beats Fury.
Finishing with the Magic Millions Kingston Town Classic. For tickets and Crown Perth accommodation deals, visit perthracing.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 12 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Phil Robinson joining us from Wyong. Good morning, Phil.
Hello.
Not too bad. How's your day there?
The sun's finally just cracked through the cloud at the moment. So, yeah, the day's looking all right. There's a few scattered showers on the radar, so hopefully we can avoid them and get through the races perfectly fine.
All right. How have you rated the track, Phil?
The track's a heavy eight at the moment. And depending on if we miss the showers, I think we could probably get an upgrade to a seven.
All right, so heavy eight. Now, with the rail today, what are you doing with that?
It's out 3 metres the entire.
All right, so just moved it out a little bit. How's the grass cover?
Very good at the moment. It's love the rain. It's just kicked right in and, yeah, growing.
All right, terrific. So all in all today, heavy eight at the Shower Star Way could get an upgrade.
That's right.
Good on you. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, mate.
Phil Robinson there, 13 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Gary Harley with me. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, pretty good, Sean. Yeah,
that's
just
good.
Pulled over on the way down. A lot of heavy clouds, but hopefully they missed the rest of the rain. We're on a heavy eight. We've got a few odds on the favourites, but they do look winners.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, you don't go broke back and winners, Gaz.
And we know that. You can go broke back and lose it.
It's one-way ticket. I'll give you the tip. Now, the first, number one ladies' gem is $16. Two for Scotty Miss, $5.50. Three Oakfield Romance, $5. Four Time to Rethink, $26. Five Typical Redhead, $126. Six Merlinite, $4.80. Seven Cigalis is $1.70 favourite, the seven Cigalis.
Cigalis is a filly by Howard's Voice, trained by James Cummings, and from second at Wyong, it's only start behind Evelina. A filly who goes very good for Chris Lee. He's only got beat a length. Was running second all the way. He was easy in the betting, out to about $8. Was running second all the way outside the leader. And a narrow lead at the top of the straight, but Evelina was too good in the run home. But you'd think this filly would have benefited from that run. She'd be a lot fitter. Three of her trials, which were all good, were on soft and heavy track. So the Godolphin team obviously think that the heavy track, she'll be able to handle it. Oakfield Romance, under last started, had no luck at all with barriers, kept drawing bad alleys and running good races. The other day it had barrier two, only got clear very late in the race, got beat about three lengths, should have finished a lot closer, has been placed on a heavy track. Tommy Berry goes aboard from a good barrier. I think it's very good value. Number six, Merlinite, the John O'Shea. It's had one run at Warwick Farm in May. It got back that day, got beat about 3.5 lengths. Trial recently at Randwick. Went on very good under no pressure in the trial. It should go good. And number two, a first start of the Chris Waller. Fresh card he missed. Thought each trial wasn't too bad at all. 7, 3, 6, and 2.
All right, the second event, her maiden, number one, Coterie, $1.60, two Bravo del Campos, $4.20, three Taj, $12, four California Late Star, $5.50, five Denials, $101, six Alcordia, $151, seven Mr. Costigan, $10, I trust the Fox, $26. Favourite, $1.60, one Coterie.
Well, I can't beat him on form. If Coterie handles the wet track, he'll just win. He's owned... Well, he was bred by Johnny Cornish, and he's one of the part owners, bred up there on that magnificent Torrey Burn stud up near Grisford in the Hunter Valley. By Your Song, the breed love a wet track. He trialled nicely beyond Regimen and Blue Tycoon recently at Rose Hill. He run third of the Autumn Sun, beaten two lengths back on Anzac Day at Ramwick. He run second one day at Kembla back in April, run fourth, beaten a length to Royal Celebration at Warwick Farm. You know, they're all very, very good runs. And he does look too good for them. Only proviso is he handles the wet, but the well, of Your Song, he won a race one day in a heavy 20, the sire of this horse. Brent Abdullah's got some great rides, and this is one of them. Bravo Del Campos, number two, is the first starter. He's had a few trials at 1 o'clock at Warwick Farm in August. Recent trial at Rose Hill, it ran on well. Thought it'd go okay. Number four, California Late Star for the Snowden. Didn't do a lot on the view at Kembla, but was very green. And did trial good before Kembla. Expected to improve. And number seven, Mr. Costigan first up. 1, 2, 4, and 7.
Now, the next event, race three, one Costa Zoo, $6, two Hadrian, $8. Number three is Jarhead, $1.80, four out, five Opinions, $81, six Peacetime, $126, seven Elisaba is $2.60, eight Funny Things, $151, nine Sarah's Kingdom is $81.
I think Jarhead will win. I interviewed Gerald Ryan before he raced at Wyong the other day, and he got right out the back, and he rocketed home just to beat in a 13.50. Now, the way he got home, Gerald said to me after the race, he said, I'm going to have to train this horse as a stayer. The way he's going, he's only other runner. Hawkesbury got a mile back, made up a bit of ground, and here at Wyong, he was a bad last. He got held up near the turn, and he rocketed him in the 1350. So he goes to the mile today, keeps increasing the distances. He's only going to handle the track, and, you know, the wet track. He has never raced on soft or heavy, and Gerald wouldn't be running him if he didn't think he would. And he does look the winner here up to the mile. Number 7, Ulasaba, is a big threat. Trained by Day and Adrian, and it ran second at Hawkesbury, the old Mr. Boom Jangles. Third run in a race on September 27 at Lead, and fought on really good, not beat half a length. I reckon it has been placed on a soft track. I want to lead on it, you'd imagine, for the good barrier. Could be hard to run down. One Costa Zoo ran on well at Hawkesbury, although beat 6 lengths by Fast Train. The winner goes pretty good. And number 2, Hadrian, 3712.
Now, the fourth, number 1, Prahar, 290. 2, Everlasting Love, 380. 3's out. 4, Admissible, 280. 5, Graceful Tarifa, 41. 6, Just Like Jesse, 61. 7 out. 8, Heaven Help Me, 650. 9, She Brings Like 10. 11 out. And 12, Time to Tango, 151. Favourite 4, Admissible, $2.80.
I like Admissible. I mean, Prahar was favourite. Admissible went up 370, but obviously there's been good money for the Godolphin horse. He's had 2 runs, Sean. He's by Lonro, so I don't think they're going to worry. You're on 3rd at Gosford on Anzac Day to a group type horse in Pretty in Pink. He is. Got beat 3.9. Then went to Warwick Farm and got beat 2 lengths to I Like It Easy. Went to the paddock, got a couple of trials lately. Never off the bit last trial at Rose Hill. Got beat a long way, but they never let go. Got Blinkers first time today, and Glenn Schofield coming up. I like it. Graha's a big danger for David Piper and Tommy Berry. Run second at Hawkesbury. First up, just over a length by Adamina. Got behind the leader in the on straightening and chased home okay. It's by Smart Missile. I reckon the lane will be going. And number 2, Everlasting Love. Anthony and Edward coming. Recent trial, it was shaken up on the turn. Did tire a bit in that trial, but it had very good form last time in, including 2 good placings at Wyong. And number 8, Heaven Help Me for Chris Waller. Fourth run back and dollar riding. 4-1-2-8.
Base 5, 1 any Saturday, 23, 2 Story of Song Tie, 950, 3 Fast Claim, 180, 4 Fidel's Choice, 480, 5 and 6 out, 7 La Triola, 101, 8 St. Bart's, 34, 9 out, 10 Northern Void, 650, 11 Hartford, 12, number 12 Lady Kaikalani, 16, 13 Power from Within, 26. Favourite 3 Fast Train at 180.
I think he'll win. I think he's a better today Fast Train. He's a very, very promising stayer. My bullet train, he's out of a Shower Heart there, and I saw a Shower Heart win a race one day in a heavy 20 in Queensland. This horse has had 3 runs. Gerald's got him, and Bella's riding. Took him to Goulburn on to do 1300. He got beat 4 lengths, made up good ground. Then he came to Musselbrook, and that's where I first spotted him. He run 3rd in a 1500 pace. Adrian Blake rode him. He got a mile back. He had no speed. And he made up a ton of ground to get these 2 lengths. So Gerald then stepped him up to 1800 last start at Hawkesbury, and he demolished that field by 6 lengths. He was running 4th in the run in a field of 12, hit the front at the 350, and just raced right away. I think he's a promising stayer. Carries the era colours. A win would certainly give Bert a bit of a boost in these hard times that they're having at the moment, the family, and of course they've got the good horse in the Everest on Saturday. So let's hope this horse can win from today Fast Train on the way to the Everest. Number 4, Fidel's Choice, altered in on a soft track at Gosford. Got on a good track at Kembla and didn't do much. So I'm thinking it wants a wet track. I'm not a single doubt. That tells you it does. Big second pick. Number 10... Excuse me, Northern Voyage. Tried to lead all the way here the other day. Got a bit tired. could be improved. The number two, Story of Tong Sai, for Tommy Wong. I want to hear that story. Quinn Yong the right, 3, 4, 10, and 2.
Hello. Now we go to the next event, which is race 6. Here, 1 Devil's Lair, 480. Number 2, Goodenough, 260. 3, Noble Truth, 21. 4, Lucky Helmet, 330. 5, Cinderconi, 13. 6, High Rush, 650. 7, Captain Americane is 19. 8, Scatterblast, 23. 9, Prince High, 51. 260 for number 2, Goodenough.
I like number 4, Lucky Helmet. He goes good. She does. It's Billy. By Helmet. I saw her win a maiden at Newcastle recently. She's only had the 3 runs. She's gone all right in all of them. She runs second at Wine, the Prophet's Thumb, who goes good at the end of August. Since she came to Newcastle, she was very, very strong at the end of 1400. Raced on the speed after getting a bump at the 1200 and ran right away by Helmet. I don't think there's going to be any problem out of his ability there. And John O'Shea did say to me one day in the interview, he thought that, you know, to get up the longer distances. And the mile today, I'll see her another good ride. So Dallas has got some beauty. Like, you know, it is in the Jockey's Challenge. Goodenough, number 2, is the danger. I'm a favourite. I'll be 4 lengths at Rose Hilda. There will be last start. But it'll be good calling for a race like this. Hawkesbury winner back in March. Got a good barrier. James Innister right. Another one of Gerald Ryan's good team in today. Number 1, Devil's Lair. There's one on a heavy track. Chris Waller's got it. First up today. Has won first up before. Got to respect it. And number 6, High Rush for Jason Beamer. 4, 2, 1.
On a race 7, now 1 Watchdog, 2 even, 2 and 3 out, 4 Naruda, $5, 5 Salerno, 13, 6 Princess Patton, 10, 7 Savinia, 21, number 8 Texas Tycoon, 11, 9 Capital Magic, 19, 10 Big Legged Woman, $9, and 11 Toasters, $10. Favourite number 1 Watchdog, $2 even.
I like him, particularly with the scratches and a couple of other favourite runners. I think when he did most of his racing in Victoria, he's from the Godolphin team. And he had 6 runs in Victoria for a win and 3 seconds. He won a Pakenham one day and won before the 3 lengths. He's placed on a soft track. He's only New South Wales run was at Kembla and he got beat just over a long head behind Cuban Royale on September 22 and he tried to lead all the way. Leaders have an advantage at Lyon. I'm sure they're going to go forward, although it's a long, long straight down that back straight from the 1350. But he does look stupid. Number 4, Naruda's going well. Was on the speed all the way when it won well at the Newcastle. 2 runs back. Number 8, Texas Tycoon. Loves a wet track. Stable made a Naruda. A winner on a heavy track. Give it a chance at double figures. Number 10, Big Legged Woman will handle the going. 1, 4, 8, 10.
Race 8, 1 Southern Lad, 360, 2 Show Me the Honey, 850, 3 El Bandito, 12, 4 Blazing Bow, 950, 5 Laranard, 23, 6 Ophelia, 330, 7 out, 8 Seller, $6, 9 Edna Blue, 550, 10, 11 out, 12 LA Rev, 101, but 330 for 6 Ophelia.
She's a very, very smart mare, this. I would have tipped her a good thing on a dry trap, but she's by not a single out. I've never seen one that doesn't swim. So it shouldn't be a worry. She hasn't been on wet. I saw her on the Bill Stone, Bjorn Baker's got her, back in Feb, and she was second all the way before claiming victory in the later stages. Went to Gosford, started favourite there heavily back, led all the way and bolted him at Gosford on the 17th of March. Went to Rose Hill, started favourite in a very good race on April 2. Marble won the race from February. Tigger beat 4.5. That was a massive rising class. Went to the paddock. Brilliant in a recent Rose Hill trial. Tim Clark had a hard hold on it all the way. He's got barrier 1. Long as we don't get a lot of rain and the 1 barrier is not that good, like the rail's not that good when we get that far on, I think, you know, she'll be very hard to beat here. Jamie the Honey. It might have been in that washout meeting with Kemmler Sandy. Going really good. I'm third at Rose Hill the other day behind Fuel. He's in the Kosciuszko. Got beat at about 2.8. Outside the leader after working hard. Got a chance. Number 1, Southern Lad. and two runs at a win at Canterbury back in Feb. Cut the recent trials. Should have got it fitting. The last trial, I got his head up bad for a fair while in that trial. I wanted to pull hard as Ty Anglin tried to ride it back. But obviously goes well. And number three, Old Bandita. He's had issues, but he's always been a horse of rich promise. 6-2-1-3, mate.
What do you like there, Gary?
Fast Train. Race 6, did he? Is he race 5? Race 5, number 3. Best bet of the day. Fast Train. Mate, tonight, I think it's early tonight, might be about up at 6 or so, we've got a big Jungle Juice Calcutta at the Cessnock Leeds Club.
Oh, big day tomorrow.
Oh, big day. I'll be hurrying back from Wyong to be there. And it's at the Cessnock Leeds Club. They're the sponsor of the Jungle Juice. And it's Jungle Juice Cup Day tomorrow. The track is, I think, heavy at the moment. But, mate, the rain has been so welcome in these parts. Nobody's worrying whether it's going to be a heavy track or a soft track tomorrow. But it's a massive field. Capacity field with an emergency and a very wide open race. Big field
Thompson.
All day long. It's a ripper of the program at Cessnock tomorrow.
And Jay Sylvester and R. Thompson have got Gronke in.
Yeah, gee, mate, he'd be 20-1, Gronke.
Don't underestimate those two.
Juice Cup winners, Jeremy, trained 8. 6 for them, Robert's grid. But I don't know whether Gronke's down well enough to test this field. If he wins, good luck. But I just think that he'll be, you know, at double-figure odds. And, he may struggle here. I think he's got the inside alley.
Yeah, drawn one,
he's got the right jockey for the Jungle Juice and the right trainer, so you never know.
Right.
He might go a lot better than the wet, too.
Yeah, that's the other, you don't know. And I tell you what, when it's Jungle Juice Cup Day, R. Thompson just shines, doesn't he?
He does, yes. He's got a big collection of Jungle Juice. I don't think he drinks it, but he's got a big collection. After all the winners that he's with over the years, he's got plenty of bottles. I know he looks after you now and again with the bottles.
Yeah, now and again. Every time I see him, he slings a bottle. I told him, I said, you're going to send my son blind.
Just an early tip, mate.
Yeah.
The race I like, the Tari or Snippet. He's won his last two. Wayne Wilkes has got him up there. Andrew Gibbons, he's ridden the Jungle Juice Cup winner. He's riding him. And I reckon he's got a great 85 Snippetson. So the wet track will be no worry. Got a tricky draw. But in a wide open race, I reckon... there's no markets out yet. I haven't seen a market, but I reckon Snippet could be the one to be.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Gary. We'll hear you later through the day with the Lay Mail.
Yeah, on my way down, and always a good beat at Wyong. It's a shame that they got the rain, but badly needed. Nobody should be saying it's a shame they got the rain, because God, it's been a godsend. We got about 2 inches here in Maitland. They got more a little further up, places like Gresford up where Torryburn started, Johnny Cook, they got about 60 or 70 mils, so it's been fantastic.
Yeah, good on you guys. See you through the day.
See you, mate. All right.
Gary Harley, and it's 29 to 11 Sky Sports Radio.
Time is ticking for the 2018 Everest in 48 hours. Sky Sports Radio is primed and ready to bring you every exhilarating moment of Saturday's TAB Everest.
To the big roar of the crowd, they're off and racing.
Each morning from 9, Racing HQ will talk to the Everest newsmakers, trainers, jockeys, and slot owners.
Renzo, he's home in the Everest!
Randwick will come alive, and Racing HQ will be there with Duffersey,
Denopolis,
Joyce, and race caller Darren Flindell. Your best start to the Everest, Saturday morning from 6:30 on Sky Sports Radio. Kia Friday Night Racing returns to Canterbury Park this summer. Kicking off October 26th, it's a Friday night carnival everyone can enjoy. From live music and the Canterbury Foodies Market to kids' entertainment and giveaways. Or book a table.